Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 8th of December, recording at 9:28 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and the day belonged to bears. Stock markets were weaker in Asia. That spilled over into Europe and also the USA. And declines of 2% or more were not uncommon in the European markets, and also on Wall Street, the S&P down 2.11%. Now, against that background, government bond prices were really quite firm. I see particularly UK gilts. The US dollar steadied somewhat as markets deteriorated, reversing an early small decline. And precious metals, which enjoyed a brief rally shortly after midday GMT, then were hit. And as I speak, they're all down. Silver's down nearly a dollar at $31.65. Platinum's down 26 at $14.95. Gold is down 32.5, 33 to 17.08 and change. Now, crude oil contracts also weakened, declines of over a dollar. That brings the WTI back to 98. Industrial metals were mostly weaker, although nickel had a modest gain. Agricultural commodities were mostly weaker, although sugar was firmer in here today. And slight rally in corn and soybeans. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets have been rallying in anticipation of this summit confab on tomorrow, actually, in Europe. But I think the recollection that most of these confabs have, and summits or whatever, have tended to disappoint afterwards, or the markets have tended to get a little bit of a rally and then fall back fairly quickly as the gradualist moves continue to unwind in Europe continue to develop in Europe amidst much arguing and debating. Now, the ECB has been attempting to dampen down expectations somewhat ahead of tomorrow's meeting. And I think people are nervous about this, and that's perhaps not at all surprising. A lot of people have been saying, let's wait and see what happens with this euro situation, and then we can make up our minds. In terms of the technical action for stock markets overall, technically it would be good news if whatever reaction we get now or over the next few weeks encounters support above the late November lows. Now, the late November lows were, for the stronger markets, comfortably above the important September to October lows that have often been mentioned in our copy and in these broadcasts. And the late November low represents a higher low, and that provided additional evidence that markets really did have a reasonable floor and were in the process of actually bottoming out and building support. So again, it would be nice for the bulls to see those late November lows hold, but we've had a very choppy environment, as you will certainly be well aware, and we're in a ranging period here still, and that's not what it's. I'll put it this way: it's less predictable than trending markets overall. There was a report that I have posted and discussed, which came from Thomson Reuters, and it pertained to the MF Global situation. And this report, as it has been received by the markets, may well have helped dampen down sentiment as well. And it has to do with rehypothecation. Now, if that's a term that's not used by you every day, you're certainly not alone. But what it basically means is pledging to banks by securities brokers of the amount in customers' margin accounts as collateral for broker loans. And evidently, there's been quite a bit of that going on. And the headline of this article from Thomson Reuters, and it's an important one to read, is MF Global and the Great Wall Street Rehypothecation Scandal. So that is a disconcerting article, and I don't think the markets have liked it, and they had enough to keep them on edge here with tomorrow's ECB summit. My own view on all this is that Europe is gradually making progress, but it's the enormity of the problem that is so challenging, and it's obviously, as we know, going to take a long time to resolve, and the ECB is going to be the key in all of this. But we've discuss this before pretty much on a daily basis. Let's see what tomorrow brings, and then reassess. I'll be particularly interested in how the market responds to whatever is said. Against the background of weaker stock markets and also stronger bond prices, it's certainly not surprising. It's the norm for having to have the dollar strengthen. So the dollar and bonds enjoyed some safe haven demand in here today, and we get the opposite at the moment, particularly for the dollar. When stock markets get the strong rallies, the greenback tends to weaken, as you know, and I would expect that pattern to continue for a while. Now, the precious metals are interesting because on a day-to-day basis, it's not easy to determine in advance what's actually going to be influencing that market the most. But one of the things that I have mentioned from time to time, and that does concern me, is the contagion risk that we do see in terms of overall selling and deleveraging. And when the stock market is quite weak, as we've seen in here today, although I don't want to exaggerate the declines, 2% is not a blowout. But when we get the weaker tone, that has tended to weigh on precious metals somewhat. And today's action on gold does not look all that good, although it's still within a range. It was a big outside day, say rallying in midday, and then falling back really quite sharply. I don't think I gave you that range on the day, but gold bullion got up almost to 1756 and fell right back down to a low of 1704. So we're getting a swing of over $50 in here today, and closing week, as you know. Now, that will keep people interested in the sector nervous for a while longer, I suspect. What else to mention? The commodity reset, if you're looking for a silver lining in today's action, and the overall general weakness that we're seeing in commodities, will help to reduce the commodity inflation pressures that have certainly been a problem, particularly for growth economies, but not just growth economies. We've also seen that in the UK and a number of other countries. And by lessening commodity price inflation, lessening, that makes it easier for central banks to maintain their accommodative monetary policies, which should cushion downside risk. But meanwhile, markets still remain range bound and are battered for a while by concerns over Europe and then get a little bit of a relief rally for a while. It's a pattern we've had to endure for a number of months, and it's obviously going to be with us for a little bit longer. Meanwhile, let's see what that ECB summit brings, if anything, here tomorrow. All the best.